Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. Well, it looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight. So our regular guest, is good enough to the table. I'm not sure if that's going to happen tonight. So we're going to go ahead and talk about Brainology tonight. Brainology was my daughter, Katie, had brought home an article that was really wonderful from a lady named Carol DeWick, which was called Transforming Students, Motivations for Learning. And it was really a wonderful article because it talks about how we're just in this really exciting time about so much research that's going on that's really helping to recognize that our brains do constantly change and learn and experience as we're going through life. And I think that's just really, really exciting. So I'm going to be working to see if I can go ahead and get our regular diners out here with our regular show. But it just seems a little strange that we've got that kind of going on. I want to remind everybody, if they can go back to a show we had a couple weeks ago, we were doing a show on bullying. And one thing that I found with this article was talking about there's a couple different ways that there's mindsets. We have mindsets that are fixed and also some that are growth mindsets. And what the article goes to say is there's all these different psychological worlds that really look into the different beliefs and mindsets that would get created depending on how we really look at life. And it goes into looking at the different research for about seventh graders and seeing how their lives really change as they have all the different challenges of moving from regular elementary school where they're working with their different regular classmates in pretty much a collective situation to where we start moving into different classrooms and working with different, kids when it comes to different classrooms and different people all day long going to different instructors. And that really can be a challenging thing for people. So the mindsets, the fixed mindsets, have to do with challenges that become threatening when you look at they have just a certain belief that there's just so much that they can learn. And when it comes to their levels of intelligence, it's coming from really knowing that they think in that fixed mindsets, depending on what they're taught and what their beliefs are as they're growing up, that they only have a certain amount of intelligence that they have. And so, and that gets really set by about the age of, 18 is going to be the ultimate one. That old belief that we had out there that we were, basically your intelligence is what you're going to have by the time you're 18 and your brain's not really going to change. And of course, with the new research, we know that that's not true. But with those mindsets and really going through school and those situations, what happens is that they really look at their abilities as being fixed and that mistakes and failures are demoralizing to them and it really sets them back to where they look at themselves and know that it's something that's actually bad for them. When you look at growth mindsets, it's interesting to know that the learning is basically they're looking at being able to take challenges and look at them in ways that they could help themselves to be changing. I was thinking of Albert Einstein, how, he always said, do the same thing and you're basically going to get the same result. Well, when you're in a growth mindset, you're really looking at anything that was a setback and recognize that those things are really going to be changing you and helping you to be able to change and make things better and learning in new ways and changing up how you're processing information and interacting with people. Because it's the experiences and also the intelligence, the information that we're putting in really help us to be able to move. So the reason I bring up the anti-bullying is one thing that occurred to me. I'd love to have Anita come back on the show and talk about this because we're talking about having a mindset that would be fixed in having it be the way that they look at life, how if they don't do something that comes easily to them, they think that there's something wrong instead of working a little bit hard. There's one of the experiments that they did, a study that they did, where they were looking at the difference between praising for effort and then praising for intelligence. And back in the 90s, we all there was a movement with parents to just praise kids thinking that as we praise them, That's going to be really making everybody feel better. It's going to make kids more active and learning easier. And what they found through that that decade of really praising kids when it comes to levels, you're just smart and you can do this and all that, instead of I love how you take on challenges and the way you look at things, and you strive to just go through those things that are tough for you. Depending on how kids are praised, they'll either be ones that will step into a challenge or look at it like, I'm already smart, so why should I even bother? And it's that just praising intelligence instead of praising effort that I think has really been something that's been affecting what's been happening with the bullying situation, because we've got a whole generation that's really coming into the workforce, and just they have that intelligence praising where they need to get praised all day long when it comes to what they're doing and how they're doing it, and it's a minimal amount of effort for what they're doing because they think things should just be easily coming to them instead of having it being something that they work to keep continually making themselves better and learning from their mistakes and learning from different situations. So a lot of them, having hard times struggling with science and math, when those two, principles, those two studies really help people to recognize that it's in the mistakes that we can learn how to be able to make things more concise, learning at the experimental level to have things being able to change and making that something that's a very interesting thing to have going in there. So just a really interesting conversation and looking at that. So there's some really fun different topics of stuff that they had. If you go to, there's a couple different Brainology actually that they put together. That's Brainology dash. Well, the address was with Brainology. If you go ahead and research that, they have all kinds of amazing information that they have on it. So it's some amazing facts you didn't know about your brain kind of thing. And some of them are very, very interesting, having it where they were talking about each neuron is connected to other neurons by up to 4,000 synapses. Multiplying it would make that would be 100 billion neutrons times 40,000 synapses is equivalent to the brain having more connections than the stars in the universe. And, even being able to fathom that, you just kind of go, what? So that's really, really amazing. And also that the human brain is the fattest organ in the body, consisting of 60% fat. So that alone is a really interesting, it is an amazing fact. So there you go. Children who learn two languages before the age of 5 alters their brain structure. And adults have much denser gray matter than children do. And also, when you think of gray matter, you think that's basically the whole brain. But there are actually parts of the brain that are pink. And the pink ones have to do with cognition and also in your processing. So when it comes to the different stuff. So just really interesting things. And when it comes to yawning and working with oxygen of the brain, it's thought, they're not necessarily sure with the research now, they're still conducting this research, is about yawning. But it's thought that yawning sends more oxygen to the brain, helping it to work, to cool off, and also to help it wake it up. So I was thinking that, like, bringing in some fresh air to a room or something like that definitely helps us to wake up and make it easier for ourselves. It's a cool fact is while awake, your brain generates between 10 to 25 watts of power, and that's enough to light a light bulb. And you think of lighting a light bulb, I think that's the bulb over your head. That actually could work because you've got all that much that much power that you're generating. So that's just, it's amazing just all the different things that the body can do and how it does it. Another fun statistic said that brains make up to about, they're made up of almost 75% water. So I was thinking about that when, I think we did a show a while ago that was about the importance of water and how people can really do a lot of balancing and healing with their body. There's one guy who had written a whole book on just the power of water, and all he had, he was a medical doctor in a prison situation, and he said that the only thing they were allowing him to have was water and being able to work with guy, and this guy had a really bad case of ulcers, and just through water therapy, they were able to get him to a place where he was much, much better, and ultimately, I think he was able to get him cured. So when it comes to water, and you think about the fact that the brain is up to 75% water, lots of times when we have headaches and things like that, it's a call for the brain, because the brain itself doesn't have pain receptors. It's your head. And the head, basically, the receptors are there telling you that you're getting dehydrated, and it's important to make sure that you do have water. So not everything is because of dehydration, but that's always a good first place to go when you make sure that, you know, you're getting your a minimum amounts of water that you have on there. So also with yawning, it's interesting that we yawn after someone else does, because our cells in our brain are called, we have some brain cells that are called mirror neurons. And this is part of the brain that can be damaged, because if you really mirror, if you're not mirroring one another, they find that people who have more difficulty being in social situations and things like that have less mirror neurons. They don't, you know, feel like they need to be connected with those people on that. So, and on an average day, we have at least 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And I'm thinking, who figured that one out? And were you like adding those up? That alone would have been quite the task to be figuring all that different kinds of stuff out. So again, that's on Brainology, if you want to go ahead and look on that. And it's actually visual.ly for the actual website that's out there. And really great information that was having on there. So I really encourage everybody that, because it's one of those places where you can do unsolved puzzles and things like that, doing brain activity. That's always interesting to have on there. Another great website would be brainfitnessforlife.com. And that's another place that some of the information that I was giving you guys was actually available through the website that they use, that one of the resources that they had. So, you know, just really looking at the Brainology, I thought it would be interesting to look at, since, you know, today we're doing the show on St. Patrick's Day, looking into the concepts of when it comes to having growth mindsets as opposed to fixed mindsets, about people who are lucky and people who do a lot of wishing. And I think part of that goes right back into when I was talking about a growth mindset. It's really looking at having things with the effects of something and the effort of something. So it's, you know, if you're really working to have things working out for yourself, you know, how are you setting those things up for yourself? So when we're looking at the level of success, we always want to look at the mindset of, you know, is it the abilities and the potentials of someone, or are you recognizing the things that are showing up in your life and having them be, you know, this thing is successful, so the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And, you know, all of that, too, goes along with the mindsets, too, of when we're looking at, you know, who do you hang out with? Are you hanging out with people who just seem to have good luck, just seem to have things aligning in their lives? So it's, you know, in more spiritual terms, a lot of people would say, you know, it's that resonance, it's that vibrational connection that you have with other people and how things are lining up for themselves. So in looking at that, you know, look at luck. Are we in a place of having things on a lucky level that really are, like I said, aligning with ourselves and having that? And, you know, just the fun of St. Patrick's Day and having it being, you know, the luck of the Irish, having it, you know, being that thing of like that belief that you can go ahead and have in that. And again, that goes back to the mindsets of, you know, what we believe about our brains and what we believe about our circumstances really can help us to be fixed or growing and changing in what we've got going on within us. So it's very, very interesting to look at that. So one of the stories that I thought was really interesting in looking at the effects of motivation and learning and achievement was a story that I had heard once about a new teacher had gone into a school situation, and she got this list of all the students, and there were numbers by the sides of the kids. And so for whatever reason, she had thought that that was the IQ of all the kids. So for the whole year, she treated them like they were high, with really high IQs and expected a lot out of them and very motivational and really gave them different kinds of information and just learnings that were more challenging and expecting them to excel. And the kids just really did really, really great. The school was amazed because the school had basically put all these kids together because they were low achievers and didn't think they could learn. They didn't have good learning skills. Well, at the end of the year, she found out that the numbers that were on that sheet of paper were actually their locker numbers. So there was that mindset within herself that this is where these kids are, this is what they do. I'm going to go ahead and make sure the curriculum goes to a place that they can really challenge them and help them to be able to be excelling in themselves, because they definitely have the IQs for this kind of stuff. And, you know, nobody told her they were, you know, anything other than that. So it's what people around you really do to support you and hold you up in just this really magnificent way. You know, it's the different psychological worlds, like we were talking about, Flora, about, you know, does a student come in afraid and feel challenged by the different things they're putting in there? You know, the fixed mindsets within this article were saying that when it comes to students that have fixed mindsets, anything that's going to be a challenge, anything that's going to be something that just doesn't come easily for them, they're going to be afraid of that, and they're going to be afraid of the failure. So it's a failure issue that really can be hindering to just a student. So, you know, what's the bottom line here? How do we really help people to move and change and do something differently? I think the thing to do is to just be putting it out there. What kind of effort are you putting into it? What are your passions, and how do you want to move forward with that? And knowing that there's things that you need to be doing, need to be accomplishing, and helping yourself to grow and change and to do these things instead of just thinking it comes easily to you. So, you know, part of it's that we've got that whole phrase that's out there right now, you know, do what you love and the money will follow you. Well, there's a certain truth to that, that money will follow you. But a part of that too is, you know, part of it's the hard work, and part of it's continually over and over again, you know, bettering yourself. I mean, you know, look at Michael Jordan or any one that really we look at for praise when it comes to how they've been able to achieve and do things in the world. There's always that looking to achieving them themselves with the way that they were always willing to work on themselves and just to be better, just to be changing themselves and having it be something that was beneficial for them. So really working from that can be just an interesting thing. So when looking at this article again, this was Carol S. Dweck, and they went ahead and created this place that was called Brainology. And it was back in 2006, I believe, that they put it together in New York. And they basically created a brain lab. And one of the experiments that they did was really great. They wound up putting these kids together. They were seventh graders, and they put them together. And what their whole purpose was is they said, we're going to go ahead and praise the kids in one group with their intelligence, telling them that they were really good with scores, and then they must already be smart, like we'd already talked about. And then the other kids were basically in the other group saying that they had really good scores because they must work hard, and they really love to learn and to keep improving themselves. And of course, time after time, they did this thing like five times. And what they found was is that over and over again, it was that you work really hard, and look what's happened. You being able to really excel and just do really well for yourself, and how great that was. So it's moving into that growth mindset for the workshops. But again, back when they were doing it in New York, they had set up the workshops to where the two different ones, they had growth mindsets that they were focusing for some of the kids. And with those, they went ahead and gave them an article that said, you can grow your intelligence. And it was, new research shows that the brains can be developed like a muscle. And the kids were just mesmerized by that. They thought that the article was just, and its message was just so awesome, that they really loved the idea and the growth that was really happening, and that they had an impact, that they could actually change their brains. So it was really, really wonderful to see that that they felt like they had an impact that they had an active role in the way that they could be helping themselves to grow and develop themselves. So they were willing to do the work, and what they found was is that the kids with the growth mindsets, by the end of the semester, had significantly increased their study grades, particularly in math, and that the control group, the one that basically would just been the fixed mindset, they just basically gave them studying tools and nothing about the fact that they could change their brains, but just like, you know, these are things that can help you to learn. They really showed no significant improvement about how things were going and what they were doing. So again, it's that whole thing of really looking at intelligence and what we think it's going to be as opposed to what really can be. And I really think too that when it comes to being levels of being motivated and looking at things when it comes to praise, it's like, how are we really putting those things together, and what does that look like? So it would really help us to, you know, change the way that we've got everything going with all that stuff. So want to remind everybody to, if you like the show, to please go and leave comments with our suggestions. We've got a place at the bottom. If you've got any questions or any kind of ideas for, you know, for shows in the future, for episodes, we'd really love to get your ideas. If you'd like to be a guest chef, love for you to go ahead and be letting us know about that. We've also got a new thing on our website that's got the featured. We've got featured products and things like that that we just started. So let us know if you like those things and what you're looking for. So it really helps us to continue to be doing different things. Andrew, my husband, does a really great job of putting all that different stuff on there with the Transformation Store, and then we've got the subscription to the podcast, and then featured products and things like that. Featured products is the newest addition that we've added to the website. So love to hear your feedback. And if you're looking for anything in particular that you'd like to go ahead and have on there, we'd really like to hear from you with that. So again, we've got all kinds of new things that are happening with just different people that are on there. We've got art.com, which is the place we can go and really look at the different artwork and stuff that's available on that. And then we've got a Dr. Furfman, who's connected to Joe Cross with the juicing programs that we put together. He's really making sure that people are eating healthy, eating raw, and having all that stuff on that. We'll be moving back into the juice stuff again, too, because I'm definitely, you know, it's a continual thing. And with Joe's shows, with his second one, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, too, really goes into looking at the challenge of, like, okay, you've lost the weight or you've done your detox, what now? And having it to where you can really be healthy and moving into that and having it be something that's really good. Some shows that we're going to be having in the future is Kiyomi's going to be coming back on with her Qigong, and she's really been getting into working with essential oils and working essential oils with Qigong. So a lot of the pressure points and working with the energy centers that she knows in Qigong, we're going to be doing a show on that. So, and she's also going to be doing a show on food as a healing element. And that's something that we were real passionate about here on the show. I'm getting into going to be creating a show that also has to work with the herbs and flowers and different things you can be doing for teas and all different kinds of stuff. So Louise had done a show. Our last show with her was on 245, where we had done a show on I think it's 247 for Louise's show, and really getting to teas and things like that, but working with the herbs. It's just such a wonderful way, another way of being able to promote the brain, you know, making sure that your nutrition and things like that is just very, very beneficial for yourself. So lots of different things to be looking at, lots of things to be talking about. And again, we really love your comments and just any ideas that you have for the show. We really want to be putting that out there and really thanking you guys for all the different ideas and stuff that you have on it, because there's so much out there to talk about and so many things that we can be really supporting and having really great ideas and episodes out there for you. So we all want to really thank you for that. So, you know, really wishing you a wonderful a spring. We got spring going on here now. And looking at just ways that we can be looking into fitness and wellness and balance for ourselves as we're now in the spring energies and helping ourselves to be moving through that. So I know we've still got members, you know, in the east coast of the United States still dealing with that winter. Hopefully it's starting to thaw out a little bit. Here in California, we're already got a lot of blooming trees and things like that. So spring is definitely in full swing out here. So it really helps us to be able to brace that and have it being something that can really, really be helping with people and moving them into good things. So, again, I want to encourage everybody to become subscribers. And we want to thank everybody for just joining us here at the show. So, next time we will definitely have our regular diners on the show, have a little bit of different kinds of conversation. But this is just a really great article, different mindsets on that, and really encourage people to do a little bit of research with Brainology and just look into some of the things that are available out there. It's so much to know within ourselves, and it's just such a wonderful thing to know that, you know, as we grow and change through life, it's definitely something that can carry with us and the experiences and stuff that we have. So, in moving with all those different wonderful things. So I want to thank you all for joining us here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.